Week 6, Day 3, A Kind Stranger Illustrates Loving Others. Luke 10, 33-35. But a Samaritan who was traveling came to where the injured man was, and when he saw him, he felt compassion for him. He went up to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, "Take care of him, and whatever else you spend, I will repay you when I come back this way." Loving others brings a price. An expert in the law attempted to trap Jesus by asking him about the criteria for eternal life. Jesus' short answer? Love God and love your neighbor. But this scholar sought self-justification, so he pressed Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" Rather than provide a definition, Jesus told a parable. The man in Jesus' story was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho when robbers not only stole his money, but stripped him, beat him, and left him for dead. A priest, and later a Levite, had no godly compassion toward him, but avoided any contact, passing him on the other side of the road to continue on their way. What would happen to this innocent victim? It seems like no one will help him. But, unexpectedly, a Samaritan was also traveling on that road. This third man's background must have caught the scholar's attention. No team rivalry matched the tension and animosity the Jews had for the residents of Samaria. Their cultural animosity made this traveler the injured man's most unlikely savior. For centuries, devout Jews had held their geographical neighbors in contempt for their impure DNA. See bad blood. Here in the heavy lifting box is bad blood. The Samaritans were scorned by the Jews because of their mixed Jewish and Gentile ancestry. This tension began when Assyria invaded the northern kingdom of Israel, 722 BC. Upon conquering that land, they made Israelis marry Gentiles, thereby breaking God's command to keep the Israelite covenant bloodline pure. Now back to the text. The Jews' personal prejudice even morphed into avoiding the physical land of Samaria. So a Jew traveling from Judea in the south to Galilee in the north wouldn't walk directly through Samaria in the middle. Instead, they would go around that region to avoid being defiled. That significantly lowered expectations for this Samaritan to assist at all. Only one from a community with a bitterly hated traditional enemy can fully understand Jesus' courage. In making the despised Samaritan morally superior to the religious leaders, Jesus confronted one of the man's deepest hatreds and painfully exposed it. It began when the Samaritan came to where the injured man was. He didn't respond like the detached priest or the curious Levite. He didn't pass by on the other side. When this man saw him, he felt compassion for him. That word compassion is a very strong Greek word, meaning the Samaritan had a deep, gut-level reaction to the wounded man. This despised Samaritan showed his compassion not only by these feelings, but by his actions. First, he went up to him. It may seem obvious, but just this one act exceeded that of the 2 religious men. Even though he also lived under the law, this key first step showed his willingness to help rather than avoid the man. Second, the Samaritan bandaged his wounds, pouring oil to wash wounds and wine on them to disinfect. These 2 healing agents provided first aid treatment. Oil and wine were used as first aid remedies. They were also sacrificial elements in the temple worship used by both the priest and Levite. He used his material possessions to serve others. Third, he put him on his own animal. The victim was unable to walk for himself, so the Samaritan let him ride his animal, likely a donkey. This also protected the man from people, wild animals, and the elements. The Samaritan now leads his animal, taking the inferior servant position to help the man. Fourth, he brought him to an inn. No evidence exists of an inn within the desert between Jerusalem and Jericho. Therefore, one assumes that the Samaritan took the man downhill to Jericho. Fifth, he took care of him. Rather than leaving this beaten man alone at the inn, the Samaritan stayed overnight with him, perhaps rewashing the man's wounds and/or providing food and water. Certainly, his friendly company brought comfort and encouragement. Sixth, the next day he took out 2 silver coins, 2 days' wages, and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, "Take care of him." He therefore enlisted the help of others and covered the price of their help. Seventh, he covered whatever else the innkeeper would spend. This Samaritan promised to repay the next time he would come back along this way. He trusted this innkeeper with an open account to spend on this victim as needed. These seven expressions of neighborly love make it clear. Showing God's kind of love brings a price. One way or another, it costs us, perhaps financially. But this parable illustrates many other costs: time, effort, resources, flexibility, and emotions. The costs are diverse because God's love is diverse. It overcomes racial, economic, political, religious, and cultural divides. In some environments, helping someone God's way might cost us friendships with those who would prefer the status quo, divisions and all. Since Jesus doesn't identify the injured man in any way, he implies that it really shouldn't matter who it is. We should be ready to help without favoritism. On the other hand, we shouldn't assume that this parable requires us to intervene in every need. We cannot always pay the price. We may not have the needed resources of time, money, skill, or whatever else might be required to assist someone in need. Coach, what would this kind of love, perhaps even for risky strangers, look like in your world, in your school, and on your team? What problems do you see which might give you opportunities to love your neighbor? What has God blessed you with that could be used to meet another's need? When you read day 3 from week 6, you'll enjoy the true coaching story. It's a wealthy mother of one of the players, and you may have dealt with this person or someone like her, trying to make an important decision for the team, and the coach had to deal with it. You'll enjoy that from day 3, week 6.